I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Ariel?
Morning.
Good morning.
So, Miss Ariel, we hear you think your man might be cheating on you?
I think it is a possibility.
Okay. Well, so far we know his name is Vince. How long have you been with Vince?
We've been together for 2 years.
Okay.
And things have just started getting weird in the past month. There's been a drastic change in the relationship, and it's suspicious to me.
In the bedroom or in general?
Well, in general. We usually talk every day, even if it's just texting, and now it's he'll go entire days without talking to me. And not just, not talking to me, but, will straight up ignore me, doesn't answer a call, doesn't answer a text.
Whoa.
And, I follow him on social media. I know he's on his phone. And it's just been, the last 3 or 4 weeks where things have just all of a sudden complete 180.
Okay. Mm. Did you guys get into, a fight or something that you think maybe could have caused this? Because that is really weird.
No. I tried asking him if everything is okay or if he was going something, and he's insisting that it's all fine. So I don't know what it is because he won't talk to me about it.
That is really weird. You've been together for 2 years. At that point,
yeah.
I feel like it's completely normal to talk every day. In the beginning when you're dating, maybe not, but that's just strange. And he literally won't let you in on anything going on in his life?
Yeah, he's just just distant is the perfect word to describe it.
He hasn't started a new job or moved or anything?
No, but that's why I think he's got to be cheating on me.
Have you did the boxer test yet?
The what?
The boxer test. I usually suggest people, women, your man taking a shower, take a whiff of his boxers, see if it smells like extracurricular activities. Or, even if he's sleeping, take a whiff of that if he just gets home late night.
Well, I haven't done that test.
You probably should have did that before calling us. But,
oh, my God, Joey. She did the right thing by calling us. She was concerned about her boyfriend. We're here to help out with that.
You know what? This is what we're going to do. We need his number. We're going to call Vince up, offer him a free romantic staycation, ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we would love for him to say your name, Ariel. Then I guess you owe him an apology. If not, he has some explaining to do, and that's when we let you do what you got to do and ask the questions you got to ask.
Okay.
We do have counselors available and on standby if you want to work it out with him and talk to some counselors. Okay, so hold on right there. We got a staycation set up. Calling up Vince up next. Morning Mess. The Morning Mess is back with another one, a staycation set up. We spoke to Ariel and she let us know her and her man Vince been together for about 2 years, but there's been a drastic change in the relationship. Go days without talking to her, which is very, very weird when you go a few days.
Yeah.
And notice even he's not responding to her text messages or calls, but he's here on Instagram posting and liking other people's stuff.
I don't understand how you could be so stupid to post and ignore somebody's text like that.
So obviously, something's up, Miss Ariel.
Something is up.
Do you suspect a certain person? Do you know anybody in his life, an ex, someone he works with, someone that you suspect him maybe seeing on the side?
No. I mean, honestly, that's why I've been so hesitant to, let myself think he was cheating on me, because I don't have anyone I suspect.
And, I know that this is something that you probably didn't want to consider, but is there any chance that maybe he's just not that into you anymore? And he's not necessarily cheating, but he is just trying to distance himself?
I mean, it is possible, but I just feel then why wouldn't he break up with me?
True.
Yeah.
Why just be kind of a Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Because you want that biscuit needed, too. You feel me? You know what they say.
They say that we're going to do a staycation setup where we're going to call him up, pretend to be a hotel clerk, offer him a free romantic weekend stay, and see who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. He should only be saying your name, but if he says anybody else's name, just know that you can go off on him and we have counseling services on standby. Okay, girl?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Vince?
Yes.
Hi, Vince. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
Are you sure about that, sir? We're putting you up in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. It's free of charge, and we're only asking for a review in exchange for the weekend stay. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I don't want to have to give any credit card or any kind of personal information if you need it.
Okay, and you don't have to worry about that. There are no deposits, fees, or taxes with this weekend stay. We don't need any credit card information unless you decide to get room service.
Okay.
If everything sounds good, is it okay if we start with the reservation?
Sure.
Thank you so much, Vince. Now, I've got a few questions here. The first one is, with this free romantic weekend stay, it's a great way for you to show appreciation for someone in your life, and we have the option to leave a personalized note for your guest upon entry. So if you have something you'd like for that note to say, I can jot that down. Just let me know whenever you're ready for me.
How about, say, I'm excited for a weekend away.
Okay. I've got that written down, Vince. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend? I need to get your guest's full name so we can continue.
Her name is Katrina.
What the f***, Vince?
Hello?
Who the hell is Katrina?
Hey, Vince, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio
Katrina?
Right now.
What the f***?
Yeah, my words exactly. What the f***? Who's Katrina?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Ariel's on the line.
What? I still don't.
Who's Katrina?
Katrina's my girlfriend.
Wait.
Your girlfriend.
I mean, I guess this is this what you wanted to do, this live on the radio?
Oh, I'm the bad guy now? You're turning this around on me? When you're the one who's cheating on me.
How long have you and Katrina been boyfriend and girlfriend? Because I'm a little confused now.
Yeah, who the hell's the side chick?
We've been dating seriously for about a month now.
When were you planning on breaking up with Ariel?
I just wanted to make
were
sure
you
it was
planning on
over
breaking
with, Ariel
up with Ariel
and it was going to go good with Katrina. But I guess this is now a good time as any.
Damn.
You wanted to make sure it was going to go well first.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
I don't know how you can be such a piece of f***ing shit. I mean, do you even hear yourself? Like, I stayed with you to make sure this other girl was better? Are you kidding me right now?
Well, I mean, nobody was ever supposed to hear that. Like, you made it the situation and you wanted it on the radio.
I gotta ask the question, Vince. If we never called you and did a staycation setup, were you eventually going to leave Ariel because everything's going well with Katrina, or?
I mean, I do really enjoy being with Katrina, and it is going well. And
does Katrina know about Ariel?
Katrina does not know about Ariel.
Oh, wow.
You are a piece of work.
She's going to find out now, isn't she? Jeez. You might lose two girls today, Vince.
I don't know. Katrina's a good girl.
What?
She's a good girl?
What the hell does that mean? Like, you're the one that's cheating on two women right now.
Is she a Cocker Spaniel? What do you mean she's a good girl?
She's loyal.
Katrina, she's loyal. She's okay. A good girl. Lassie.
You know what? You're not loyal, so you're one to talk here.
Lassie's ain't loyal.
I don't need to be talking to you guys about this.
Wait, Ariel, what do we feel? What do we feel, Ariel?
I would love to not talk to him ever again.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, that could be worked out. Vince, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm just want to make sure so we can hang up on you forever. Hold on.
Ariel.
I mean,
girl.
Wow.
I feel like I don't know who that person was that we were just talking to. Like, that attitude and that male chauvinist shit, like, who was that? And who was I dating?
I couldn't tell you about that, but what I can offer is some counseling services for you if you want to talk to somebody professional to work through this.
No, I appreciate the offer, but I'll be okay. I just need to, like...
Do you know how to do the kung fu grip?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm actually going home now. Goodbye.
That's how you keep a man.
Oh, my God.
You know that kung fu grip.
Joey.
He's sticking around.
I guess I'm going to learn another new thing.
Oh,
there you are.
No, learn
the kung fu grip. When you're not ready to let go, you just don't let go.
Oh, my God!
They should be ready to let go, okay?
Taking my headphones off.
Let it go. Let it go.
Stop singing.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.